Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, November 12th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So once again tonight, an awful lot of information. I hope it's not, as Hannity has on his radio program, information overload. But I am so appalled by the lack of honest information given to you by the television news operations and the newspapers that I tell my staff, look, above all else, we really have to provide solid information that's indisputable, and we will. Okay. So Donald Trump got 72 million votes. You take California out of the mix, and he tied Joe Biden pretty much in the popular vote. Because California, it is part of the United States, but the mentality out there is not what it is in the rest of the country, with exceptions like Vermont and New York City and things like that. Okay, so it was basically a tie, which is very rare in a popular vote. You had the 5 million Biden over Trump in California, and you got Biden winning by 5 million spot vote. But as we reported yesterday, 79% of American counties voted for Trump. 79%. And that's why we have the Electoral College, of course. So, Donald Trump and his supporters, no matter what they tell you on the news agencies, are angry and believe, many of them, that the election was a fraud. So that's where we are as we stand here talking to you on Thursday, the 12th of November. The Trump administration has filed a bunch of lawsuits, but only one could overturn the vote, and that's in Pennsylvania. Now, I told you this yesterday, I don't want to be repetitive, but basically the Trump campaign is saying Pennsylvania law said that on Election Day, when the polls closed at 8 p.m. in the Commonwealth, that was it. That all the votes received by then and cast at the polls that day should be counted. Anything else, no, because that's the law in Pennsylvania. A judge or judges in Pennsylvania changed that law, but they don't have the power to do that under our Constitution. Judges can't change laws. They're there to enforce the law, interpret the law. So the Supreme Court may very well hear this case, and Justice Alito, as I told you, ordered the Commonwealth to set aside all the votes that came in after 8 p.m. on Election Day. Those votes are supposed to be segregated, and if the Supreme Court would rule that they're not valid, to get thrown out, and then Donald Trump would win Pennsylvania because he was ahead 600 votes when the polls closed. Remember, on Election Day, you have the tabulation coming in by computer. So there was a tabulation to be seen. Now, there were some mail-in votes and write-in votes that were postmarked and received that weren't tabulated. That's true. But not 640,000 of them. That's impossible. That is the only way that Donald Trump could retain his job. If the Supreme Court ruled in his favor, threw out all the votes after the polls closed, he would get the 20 electoral votes. And then we got to see what's happening in Georgia, where they're doing a hand count. Okay. North Carolina votes are going to go to Trump. I mean, I don't know why they haven't already. That's a scandal to me. They will. Okay. So that's where we are. But in the meantime, in addition to the Pennsylvania lawsuit, the Trump people have filed in Nevada. That's not going to go anywhere. All right, Nevada's not going to go anywhere. They may be right. There may be voting irregularities in Nevada, but it's not big enough to overturn, and I don't think the federal court's even going to hear it. Michigan, same thing. Trump lost Michigan by 150,000 votes. No matter what they do in Michigan, they're not going to get the Trump people 150,000 votes. So that's not going to go anywhere. Arizona, I don't know what's going on in Arizona. I mean, it's only a 14,000 spread, and they just can't close it there. And, you know, razor close. So I don't know, but they've filed in Arizona.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. So last week, election week, right? CNN wins the cable news ratings. When I was at Fox News for more than 20 years, when we surpassed Larry King, which is about 2000 after 9/11, we never, one time, were beaten by CNN. Didn't happen. Okay? Now, I know somebody's going to find someday or some way, but it would, and we were so far ahead of them, it couldn't have happened. Well, last week, CNN beat Fox News in the ratings. And now I'm taking out election night because that, you know, that's a special event. So the 4 days, one day before, 3 days after election, CNN wins. And they win by a lot. Bad sign for conservative Americans. Okay? Okay. Networks, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right after the election, nobody watched the nightly news. Stunning. They should have had 10, 12 million. The leader was, on Wednesday, November 4th, NBC, 3.5 million viewers. 3.5 million viewers, it's nothing. That's nothing. All right, ABC, 2.5 million. CBS, 2. That's stunning. It used to be, when I worked at ABC with Jennings and with Rather at CBS, I worked in both places, they get 10, 12 people, million people watching their nightly newscasts. And this is the biggest news night week of the year. It's stunning. Okay, so what happens when your ad revenue, when people don't watch you anymore, what happens? Well, you lose money. And in the cable world, there's so much anger. You know, if you read the internet, I mean, everybody's mad at Fox News. Okay, I haven't seen any change in their primetime people at FNC. They're the same to me, but everybody's mad. They're mad that FNC called Arizona, and Arizona is still in play, and they're mad that this one did this and this one did that. Anyway, there's a lot of people mad, Fox News viewers. And those people are sampling other places. We have been a tremendous beneficiary of that. We have tens of thousands of people signing up for memberships on BillO'Reilly.com in the last few weeks. Tens of thousands. It's unheard of. And millions of people sampling us. So anyway, Warner Media controls CNN, okay? And the parent company of Warner Media has ordered them to lay off everybody. That's AT&T. AT&T owns CNN Warner Media. So yesterday they announced that about 2,000 people are going to lose jobs first round. 2,000 people out the door. Okay? That was announced Tuesday, November 10th. Not yesterday, Tuesday. First round of layoffs. Now this affects CNN, HBO, Turner Broadcasting, all of that. Entertainment and news. NBC today is laying off a whole bunch of people. Okay? About 300 employees losing their jobs. And the third quarter revenue at Comcast, which owns NBC, down more than 80%. Now, some of that's COVID, but 80%? Year-to-year revenue for Comcast, down 71%. So look out below. You know about ESPN losing 500 jobs, first round. Now, ESPN is political, okay? They're all political. All of this is political. So ESPN hires Jemele Hill and other far-left progressives, and they go on there, and instead of talking about sports, they're ramming all their lunatic political opinions down your throat, and all you want is a score and the analysis of what teams are doing well, and you get this. So that's a total collapse at ESPN, and they're never coming back. NBC, CBS, ABC, massive layoffs coming. And they're never coming back to where they were, ever. Cable news, same thing will happen. But it's going to be slower. Because a lot of elderly, senior citizens watch cable news in prime time. And they don't do the computer thing. So if BillO'Reilly.com, it's hard for me to get the older, where are you? Where are you? I go, BillO'Reilly.com, and his glaze comes over. They'll do the computer thing, but they'll catch on. People are catching on. So in the next 12 months, there is no doubt that the entire media in America, corporate media, is going to be severely hurt. Back with the final thought in a moment. All right, final thought of the day, COVID. So I said and said and said, and you're probably sick of hearing it, that if President Trump loses, it would be because of COVID. And it's true. Take COVID out of the equation, and Donald Trump comes into the election with a roaring economy that helped pretty much everybody in the country. Up against a weak guy like Joe Biden? Come on. It wouldn't have been close. But so many people are so frightened and terrified of COVID, so many uninformed people, that they go, you know, I'm going to give the other guy a chance. The other guy was Biden. That's exactly what happened. We'll be checking in at BillO'Reilly.com all weekend long, and we'll see you again on Monday.